主啊，我们感谢你，我们赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and we praise you.
你的同在带来祝福。
For your presence has brought forth life.
你的同在带来生命。
And brought forth life.
你的同在带来喜乐。
And joy.
你的同在带来平安。
And peace.
主啊，我们感谢你，我们赞美你。
We thank you and we praise you, Lord.
我们把今天晚上的时间交在主你的手中。
And we entrust the meeting tonight in your hands.
主你在我们中间。
For you are with us.
主你的圣灵在我们中间。
Your Holy Spirit.
主你恩膏我们。
You anoint us.
主你膏我们。
And you anoint us.
让我们满了圣油的恩膏。
So be full of the anointing.
让我们每一个在这里。
So everyone who stands here.
我们都可以说主和我们在一起。
Can say the Lord is with us.
主的同在就是天堂。
And with him here is heaven here.
如今我们就活在哈利路亚的这一边。
We now live on the side of hallelujah.
主，我们感谢你，我们赞美你。
We thank you and we praise you.
我们这样祷告是奉你自己宝贵的圣名。
And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
感谢主，弟兄姊妹请坐。我们接下来把时间交给梁弟兄。
Now give the time to Brother Timothy Liang.
感谢主赐给我们这个节期。
We thank you for this festival.
这一次我们的主题是讲到活出健康的生活。
This session we'll talk about to live out a the theme is about living a healthy life.
健康并不表示完全或者是非常的特别。
Again, a healthy life doesn't mean it's a perfect life or a special life.
健康应该讲到说，这在神旨意里面是应该是正常的。
Yeah, in the purpose of God, it's a normal way of life.
是有他的生命。
Only his life.
是有他的工作。
His work.
他的旨意是能够成全的。
And his purpose can be accomplished in a normal way of life.
今天第二堂我们要讲到健康的家庭生活。
And the second session, we want to talk about a healthy family life.
我们就读一节圣经，创世纪一章的二十八节。
Let's read one verse.
神就赐福给他们，又对他们说，要生养众多，遍满地面，治理这地。我们看到神的心意是要得着家庭。
You can see God's intention is to obtain family.
生养众多，遍满地面，还要治理这地。
Be fruitful and increase in number, fill this earth and subdue it.
那在这个时代呢，非常普遍，一般人所认为，如果是结婚了，进入家庭，他有一个目的，就是要能够变成幸福，变成快乐的。
It's a common knowledge that you get married so that you can have a very happy and blessed marriage life.
但是在这么美好的一个情形底下，我们看看这个世代里面有很多因着婚姻结果带来的很深的痛苦。
Although the idea of entering into marriage is beautiful, you look around, a lot of source of pain and suffering actually stem from marriages.
为什么会这样呢？
Why is that so?
当人这么想要借着婚姻能够得着幸福啊，得着快乐。
When men and women enter into marriage so that they can have happiness and blessings.
很多时候得来的却是非常的虚空或者是痛苦。
How come they obtain instead emptiness and suffering many times?
因为他们没有认识到神对于家庭有一个美好的旨意。
Oftentimes because they do not understand God's perfect purpose in marriage or in a family.
借着婚姻是要让神得着荣耀的。
Through a marriage, God needs to be glorified.
借着婚姻，借着家庭，要让他的旨意能够成就。
Through a home, a family, a marriage, God's purpose needs to be accomplished.
我们先来看神旨意中的家庭。
So let's take a look at the ideal.Home or family in God's purpose.
在马太福音第十九章第四节，这是主耶稣他所说的。
And in Matthew chapter 19 verse 4, this is said by Jesus himself.
主在他的话里面，他是引用了创世纪的话。
And in his own words, he referred to the words in Genesis.
他讲到说，那起初造人的是造男造女。
It says.That at the beginning, the Creator made them male and female.
并且说，因此人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
and said, for this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife.
他说这经你们没有念过吗？
Haven't you read that? He said.
既然如此，夫妻不再是两个人，乃是一体了。
Therefore, the two will become one flesh. They are no longer two, but one.
婚姻是神所设立的。
God actually appointed marriage in the very first place.
他是婚姻的介绍人，主婚人，也是证婚人。
He was the introducer. He was the officiant. He also was a witness to the first marriage.
所以我们看见在神的旨意里面，对于婚姻，他是有一个非常荣耀，在他永远心意的里面，借着婚姻要来表达出来的。
Therefore, there is something so glorious in his original design of the marriage.
不再是两个人，乃是一个人了。
It's no longer two, but one.
我们很难想象，从不同的背景、不同的个性、很多不同的里面，现在呢，能够成为一个。
It is really hard to imagine two different people coming from two different backgrounds, upbringing. Now these two, you say, shall become one.
啊，这个当中要有多少神在里面，他来制作、来改变
？It's surely going to take a lot of work.From God to change that.
我也想到说，其实我们两个有很多很多的不同。
Just between two of us, there are tons of differences.
我们的姊妹她是比较快的。
My wife moves fast.
我是比较慢的。
I move slow.
她开车，我常常要抓着椅子。
I had to hold on to the seat when she drove.
我开车，她说你怎么选，总是选那最慢的一条线。
She always complained when I drove because.I seem to always choose the slowest lane.
我开支票，或者我从来是不记账的。
I do write checks, but I never make a record out of it.
但是我的姊妹呢，她是每一笔都记得非常的清楚。
Yeah, my wife reconciled to the penny.
我结婚后才发现，有人还折衣服的。
And after I got married, I realized, Jean, people actually fold clothes.
我们有很多的不同。
We are so different.
但是主把我们摆在一起
But the Lord put us together.
这当中就有很多主在我们中间他需要来改变我们
Therefore the Lord has to work on us so that we can be transformed.
所以我说很稀奇怎么会有人折衣服呢
So I wonder why people bother to fold clothes.
以前我就只有两堆一堆是干净的一堆是脏的
Before I got married I have two piles of clothes. One is dirty, one pile is clean.
脏的在床底下
The dirty ones are under the bed.
但是结婚以后
But after we got married,
我开始折衣服了
I start to fold clothes.
一直折到今天
Until even this date.
今年我们是结婚三十九
We celebrate our 39th anniversary.
在结婚纪念日的时候，我跟姊妹讲说，哇，转眼三十九年就过去了
On that day, I said, "Wow, time flies. 39 years have gone by."
那我姊妹说熬了三十九年
My wife says I endured 39 years
我说这个熬的还蛮香蛮甜的哈
I said well that's such a sweet endurance
后来我们家女儿听到了
Then our oldest daughter heard our comments
她说啊你们还真熬出了一锅好汤啊
So then you two have surely cooked a great pot of soup
弟兄姐妹主把两个这么不同的人摆在一起
God put two of us who are so different together
那我们要知道，其中他一定有很多的工作要做。
And you know, it must take God a lot of work to make it happen.
我们说，在婚姻里面，在家庭里面，所遇到的可能都是很小的事情。
In your daily life, there are many trivial things in your daily life, marriage life.
有时候我们会提到一些。
Sometimes we will talk about it.
哎呀，那都是生活中的小事。
And they are really small matters.
但是我们的神。他讲到婚姻的时候
But when God talks about marriage
保罗在以弗所书第五章他讲到丈夫和妻子
Paul mentioned that in Ephesians chapter 5 the relationship between husband and wife
然后他讲到说这是极大的奥秘
He said this is a profound mystery
他说我是指着基督和教会说的
But I'm talking about Christ and the church
弟兄姐妹，就是在这些小事的里面。
Dear brothers and sisters, it is on these small things.
神带我们来认识他 他那永远的心意。
God has led you understand His eternal purpose.
他说这是极大的奥秘。
And so He said, "This is a profound mystery."
是指着基督和教会说的。
It's talking about Christ and His church.
我们看见在圣经里面有好多好多的例子，让我们认识到说救恩是以家为单位的。
And you see many examples throughout the Bible that salvation occurs to a household.
是要得着一个家一个家。
It's measured by household, so it's saved by household.
在希伯来书十一章，他讲到挪亚因着信，他既蒙神指示他未见的事，动了敬畏的心，预备了一个方舟。他下面讲一句说，使他全家得救。
For example, Hebrews 11:7 says, "By faith Noah, when warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear, built an ark to save his family."
我们知道他是一家八口。
We all know there are eight people in his house.
那大家也知道中国的这个船字呢，这么一个舟，然后一个八口。
Also, the Chinese character boat is a boat on the side and the eight mouth on the other side.
叫他全家能够得救。
So his entire household could be saved.
然后我们看见《使徒行传》十一章。彼得呢，他告诉哥林流说，可以叫你和你的全家得救。
And later on in the book of Acts, chapter 11:14, Peter said to Cornelius that you and your household will be saved.
在出埃及记里面，以色列人出埃及的时候。
And in the book of Exodus, when Israelites left Egypt,
有一个叫做逾越节。
There was a special day called Passover.
那是后面来纪念他们出埃及，神要击杀埃及的长子。
And that day is to remember how the Lord stripped the firstborn in the land of Egypt in order to take Israelites out of Egypt.
他叫他们一家要预备一只羊羔。
Therefore, he told them to prepare a lamb for each household.
要杀了这只羊羔。
And kill that lamb.
那血呢是涂在门框门楣上。
And apply the blood of lamb on your doorpost.
一家一只。
And one lamb per household.
在这个家的里面。
And so in this home.
使得神一看见这个血就越过他们。
When God sees the blood, He will pass it over.
圣经里面还有不同的，都是讲到叫他们一个家能够蒙拯救。
There are many more examples talking about how per family was saved.
禁足那一家，讲到说
like the prison guard in the book of Acts.
当信主耶稣，你和你一家都必得救。
And Paul says, believing the Lord Jesus that you will be saved, you and your household.
我们从这些认识到神非常看重家庭的。
From all these examples, we know God looks heavily upon household.
那当我们弟兄姐妹还有没有得救的家人。
Of course, a lot of us may have family members who are not yet saved.
我永远不要放弃。
But never give up.
不住的祷告。
Just continue to pray.
我记得为了我父亲祷告三四十年，后来他真的得救了。
I pray for my father for 3 or 4 decades. Finally, he was saved.
当信主耶稣，你和你一家都必得救。
Believe in the Lord Jesus, you and your household will be saved.
以色列人出了埃及。
After Israelites left Egypt,
后来约书亚带他们进入迦南地。
And Joshua brought them into the land of Canaan.
他们经过了很多的征战。
They fought a lot of fights.
得着产业。
And they received those land.
但是到后来，他们遇到一个更大的征战。
And later on, they had a greater warfare.
就是侍奉的征战。
Which is to serve God.
所以约书亚给在他们当中的这些带领的人啊，这些百姓啊，给他们一个很大的挑战。
Therefore, Joshua challenged all the Israelites.
他说：“现在你们要敬畏耶和华。”
He said, "Now fear the Lord."
诚心实意的侍奉他。
And serve him with all faithfulness.
他们过去曾经是有过了那个大河的，有出了埃及的。
To the people that who has passed over the river or left the land of Egypt.
把那边的偶像，那边的神都要除掉。
Do away with the gods whom you serve by the other side of the river or from Egypt.
告诉他们要侍奉耶和华。
Instead, serve the Lord.
我相信约书亚已经看见在往前去他们所要遇到的非常大的一个征战和挑战。
I believe Joshua foresaw what kind of battle they were going to be soon facing in the land of promise.
他也挑战他们，你们到底要侍奉哪一位呢？
So he challenged them, which God will you serve?
侍奉耶和华，或者你要侍奉在埃及那边的神呢？
You want to serve the Lord or the gods on the other side of the river or in Egypt?
他自己做了一个宣告。
He himself made a proclamation.
他说，至于我和我家，必定侍奉耶和华。
He said, as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord.
所以神的心意得着每一个家是为了侍奉我们的神。
So God wants to obtain each household to serve Him.
感谢主，他预备了婚姻，预备了家庭。
We thank the Lord for He has prepared for us marriage and family.
我们要看到一个健康的家庭，它有一些的原则。
And there are certain principles associated with a healthy family life.
我们要认识到说，从丈夫和妻子神所托付的那一个责任还有角色。
We need to understand the roles and the responsibility between husband and wife.
在灵前十一章第三节讲到说，我愿意你们知道，基督是个人的头，男人是女人的头，神是基督的头。
1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 3 says, Now I want you to realize that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of the woman is man, and the head of Christ is God.
我们先读这一节经节。
Let's refocus on this verse first.
让我们再来认识到说，常常大家一读到说丈夫是妻子的头，
And oftentimes when we read about the head of woman is man, or the head of husband is the head of wife is husband.
然后我们就常常对于妻子呢就觉得好像很不公平啊。
Therefore we feel it's not fair to the wives.
凭什么丈夫就是妻子的头呢？
Why is my husband my head?
你并没有比较爱主，你也没有比较表现得好。
You don't do better or love the Lord more than I do.
但是圣经是这么说的。
But that's what's said in the scripture.
但是并不表示说丈夫就能够完全你就照你的意思发号施令。
But that really doesn't mean that you can, the husband can call all the shots in everything.
所以他先告诉我们说，基督是个人的头。
Therefore, he made it very clear to us that the head of every man is Christ.
男人是女人头，神是基督的头。
And the head of woman is man, and the head of Christ is God.
让我们知道，只有我们的神，他是掌权的那一位。
So we know ultimately only God is in control.
当保罗他在讲到这个极大的奥秘。
So when Paul talked about this profound mystery,
他讲到做妻子的要顺服自己的丈夫。
He talked about wives submit to your husband.
怎么样顺服呢？
How?
如同顺服主一样。
Just as how you submit to Christ.
好像我们看到说教会要顺服基督。
Just how as how church submits to Christ.
他讲到说丈夫是妻子的头。
It says a husband is the head of the wives.
那如同基督是教会的头。
Just as Christ is the head of the church, his body.
常常我们看到夫妻读这段圣经的时候呢，都读到对方的圣经去了。
Oftentimes we like to read the scripture for our spouse.
妻子会说，你不爱我，我怎么顺服你呢？
The wife would challenge the husband and say, you don't love me, how can I submit myself to you?
丈夫说，你不顺服我，我怎么爱你呢？
Husband says, you don't submit to me, how can I love you?
弟兄姐妹，常常我们跟弟兄们做丈夫的说，你就尽管爱你的姊妹。
Therefore, my advice to the brothers or husbands is just love your wife.
圣经并没有叫你去要求你的姊妹。
Bible never said you need to require your wife's obedience.
我们爱。
We love.
因为神先爱我们。
Because God has first loved us.
天然的爱都是不可靠的。
And love from our natural life is not reliable.
那些不管怎么样起誓啊。
No matter how you swear, your love from a natural person is just not reliable.
弟兄们，我们爱是让神的爱经过我们， 能够流露出来。
Brothers, we love because God's love flows through us.
就发现这个爱非常非常的稀奇。
And then you will be amazed by this love.
他说要像基督爱教会一样。
Because it says just like how Christ loves his church.
基督爱教会，为教会舍了自己。
Christ loves his church to the point of death. He laid down his life for church.
这个爱是何等的稀奇。
That's an amazing love.
如果今天做丈夫的能够摸到一点这样的爱。
If husband can really feel that kind of love in their heart, just even a little bit.
啊，你会发现，哇，这个爱不得了。
And then you will say, wow, this is a marvelous love.
这是没有条件的爱。
This is an unconditional love.
这是一个愿意舍掉自己的爱。
This is a sacrificial love.
这个爱是源源不绝的。
And this love does not cease.
我记得有一年我们结婚纪念日。
I remember one of our wedding anniversaries.
我姊妹问我说。你是不是像我们结婚时候一样爱我啊
？My wife asked me, "Do you still love me the way when we were married?"
当然不是。
I said, "Of course not."
我说，过了这么多年，爱没有进步吗？这怎么可以呢
？Shouldn't my love improve with after all these years? It's not acceptable if it remains the same.
我想我们。很自然会觉得说，结婚时候是爱是到了顶点，对不对？爱昏了头，你结婚了。
Oftentimes you feel that your love and lose your mind, therefore you enter into marriage. Therefore, that should be the climax of your love for your wife.
然后就慢慢的往下走了。
And after that, it just down slope, right?
但是我们神儿女的爱是不一样的。
But it should be different for the love of the children of God.
是，也是经过我们这个人来爱，但是呢，这个爱的源头又是。从神来。
Yes, the channel is through us, the body, but the source of this love should be from God.
丈夫爱妻子。
Husband, love your wife.
妻子顺服丈夫。
Wives, submit to your husband.
我们要认识到圣经它其实用字是很特别的哈，顺服丈夫，儿女呢是听从父母。
So this is a different word. Submit to your husband versus children.Obey your parents.
顺服在于你的态度，你的生命。
Submission talks about your attitude and your spiritual life.
但是儿女的听从是不一样的。
Yeah, obedience for children is different.
所以我们盼望认识神所托付给丈夫跟妻子，认识这个角色，你认识他的责任。
Therefore, by knowing the role of being a husband or wife, we can come to an understanding of the respective responsibilities.
我们也要认识一下父母的角色、儿女的角色、父母的责任，还有儿女的责任。
We also need to understand the respective roles and responsibilities of parents and children.
很多时候，弟兄姐妹都会读诗篇127篇第三节。
Many times we like to quote Psalms 127 verse 3.
他说儿女是耶和华所赐的产业。
It says sons are a heritage from the Lord.
所怀的胎是他所给的赏赐。
Children a reward from him.
但是如果你看中文圣经下面是有打点的哈，这个所赐这是打点点点，表示说是翻译的人加上去的。
In the Chinese version, and the word from has dots underneath.
所以我们要知道说
，which means it's added. The word added.
原来的意思是儿女是耶和华的产业。
So sons are the Lord's heritage.
很多做父母的，他读了以后，他认为说儿女是神所赐给我的产业。
Many times we read as if this is mine. It's a heritage from God. Children are mine.
弟兄姐妹要认清楚啊，他原来的圣经是告诉我们儿女是。耶和华的产业。
But original context says children are the Lord's heritage.
他把这么重要的一个产业托给父母。
So the Lord has entrusted his own heritage in our hands as parents.
所以父母呢，要照着神的旨意，我们来教养他们。
Therefore, we need to bring up our children according to God's instructions.
在箴言二十二章第六节说：“教养孩童，使他走当行的路，就是到老他也不偏离。”
Proverbs 22 verse 6 says, "Train a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he will not turn from it."
做父亲的呢，要照着主的教训和警戒来养育他们。
And fathers, Do not provoke the anger of your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord.
讲到那个教导，除了父亲，也讲到母亲的训
诲。And speak to father and mothers to train them up.
所以我们看见在教养的里面，父亲和母亲是共同有这样的一个责任的。
So father and mother bothly are jointly responsible for raising up children.
而且我们看到在教导的里面呢，除了要言教，还要有身教。
Not only train them with our words, also with our own deeds.
言教是非常的重要。
It is very important to verbally train them up.
教他们知道什么是神的心意。
So that they can understand what's God's purpose and heart.
但是光有言教是不够的。
But just training them by telling them is not enough.
很多人讲说儿女的眼睛是雪亮的。
And oftentimes they say children's eyes are very clear.
其实他们一直在看这个父母。
They see us. They see their parents.
你们是怎么活的？
How we live.
一个父亲教导他的儿子说你不可以说谎讲了半天
The father teaches his son says do not lie be honest
啊，突然门铃响了
Suddenly the doorbell rang
他远远的看到哦是谁
He saw who was coming outside the door
你去告诉他你爸爸不在
Just tell him that I'm not home
他立刻就有一个表现哈，这个就叫做身教，这是反面的教育。
And this definitely is a negative way of teaching our children.
所以我们今天不是讲怎么教导孩子，我们就稍微提一下认识父母跟儿女在不同的角色里面还有不同的责任。
I'm not here to teach you how to raise your children tonight, but I just want to emphasize the roles and responsibilities as parents.
做儿女的呢，要在主里听从父母。
At the same time,Children, obey your parents in the Lord.
他讲到要孝敬父母，使你得福，在世长寿。这是第一条带着应许的诫命。
It is honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on earth.
所以我们在一个家庭的里面，在婚姻的里面，站在对的地位上。站在我们该尽的职责我们都负起来的时候这是一个健康家庭一个很根本的原则
This is very fundamental and very important for us to know our role and responsibility and stand at the right place therefore we can have a healthy family life
另外一个很重要原则在圣经里面告诉我们基督要成为这个家的主
Another important principle is that ChristHas to be the center or the Lord of this home.
我们的主他已经在万有在一切之上
Our Lord is already the head of all things.
他已经胜过了仇敌一切的权势
He has overpowered all the authority of our enemies.
他得着了最大的权柄
And he has received the greatest authority.
但是今天他在我们的小小的家里面是不是能够做主呢
Yet, is he able to be the Lord in our own little home?
很多的家里面都有一个牌子
many of us have this plaque in our home
基督是我家之主
that Christ is the head of this house
但你有没有看到夫妻两个在这个牌子底下吵架的
but do you see a lot of couples argue right underneath that
因为意见不相同
because we have different opinions
今天如果我们能够让基督真的是能够做主
if Christ is truly the Lord
那我们说愿意让他的旨意能够通行在我们家的里面。
Then we shall say, May your will be done in this home.
他是主。
He is the Lord.
他要成为我们家里面生活的中心。
He also should be the center of our family.
以色列百姓出了埃及。
When Israelites left Egypt,
他们在旷野在安营的时候。
And when they camped in the wilderness,
你看见最中心是会幕。
So the center of their camp is the tent of meeting.
那十二个支派，他们分在四个地方，三个、三个、三个、三个，然后呢，中心是会幕。
All 12 tribes surround the tent of meeting with three on each side of all four sides.
让我们知道说，基督必须是我们生活的中心。
So that we know that Christ has to be the center.
这样才是一个健康的家庭。
And that is a healthy family life.
前面讲到说，如果你的婚姻就是为了你的幸福快乐
，We talked about that earlier. If the purpose or goal of my marriage life is to have happiness,
其实结果常常是相反的，是非常不健康的。
If that's our goal, the end result oftentimes is the opposite, very unhealthy.
若是我们说主你是我们家庭的中心
，Instead, if we say, Lord, you are the center of our home,
你是我们家的主
，You are our Lord.
这个家。其实是一个蒙福的家庭。
Then this home becomes a blessed home.
是一个健康的家。
It's a healthy home.
我们知道家庭呢，它不是一个改造所，它是一个融化炉。
You know, home is not a place to rebuild, but a melting pot.
所以在家里面，你不要想说要去怎么样改变对方。
So don't try to rebuild your spouse.
它是一个融化炉。
But acknowledge it is like a furnace, a melting place.
让主那全盛的爱来融化我们。
A place where the Lord's all-overcoming love can melt us.
家庭不是一个法庭。
And home is not the court.
家庭好像是一个学校。
But it's like a school.
我们不是在那里判断这个对那个错。
We're not at home to judge one another.
我们说我们在这个家里面。我需要被成全
But acknowledge that I need to build up in this home
借着各样大小的事情主啊你来改变我
Through big and small things Lord you can change or transform me
弟兄姐妹我们认识到了这么多讲到家庭健康家庭的这些原则
And we talk about many principles of a healthy family home
那我们要来看一下那健康家庭的生活要怎么建立呢
Now how do we build up a healthy family life?
在传道书四章第九节讲到说两个人总比一个人好因为两人劳碌同得美好的果效
Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verse 9 says two are better than one because they have a good return for their work
圣经给我们有一个非常宝贵的应许
And Bible has given to us a very wonderful promise
两个人同心合意的祷告
If two people pray in one accord
特别主他垂听
The Father in heaven will listen
那今天如果在家里面至少夫妻两个人呢你们能够一起祷告，这是何等蒙福的事！
So a most ideal setting is for husband and wife to pray together.
我们这次到北加，后来有一对夫妻啊，他们讲到他们两个人本来一起祷告的。
We went to the San Jose Church in Northern Cal last weekend, and a couple shared their story. They said they were praying together.
那个太太说，我祷告完。可能我弟兄啊，他不同意我所祷告的内容， my, 所以呢，我祷告完他就不阿门。
The wife says I pray according to how I feel, but maybe because my husband didn't agree with me, so he didn't join me by saying amen at the end.
这个太太就说你不阿门，那我们以后就不祷告了。
So the wife says since you don't amen, then let's don't bother to pray together anymore.
后来我跟他们讲，
So I talked to them.
我说主耶稣。他在克西马尼他怎么祷告的
So remember how Jesus prayed in the garden before crucifixion?
是的主有在那里跟父神有求
Yes, Jesus had a request
若是可行叫这个杯能够撤去
Father, if it's possible, please remove this cup
但主的祷告没有停在那里
But he did not end his prayer there
他说然而不要照着我的意思只要照着你的意思
But according to your willNot my will.
我说你们两个人祷告，可能你求这个，他求那个。
I said when you two pray together, maybe you ask for one thing, he asks for the other thing.
但是最后你们能不能够用主耶稣的话来做结束啊
？But can you end your prayer with a prayer like Jesus?
然而不要照着我的意思，主啊，照着你的意思。
Not according to my will, but your will.
然后你们两个是不是都可以阿们啊
Then can you amen to that as a conclusion?
他们说可以啊
They both agreed.
但是你是不是真的愿意说主啊照着你的意思而不是照着我的意思这是一个很大的挑战
Are you truly willing to say Lord according to your will not my will? That's a great challenge.
他讲到说若有二人能够抵挡仇敌然后呢三股合成的绳子不容易折断
says a cord of three strands is not easily broken
所以让我们知道除了夫妻两个人 还要加上主在中间。
So we understand, in addition to the couple, two people, we need to have the third party, which is the Lord.
当我们与主的关系越亲近的时候
，When we draw ourselves closer to the Lord,
其实我们的关系也就会越加的亲近。
Actually, the relationship between your husband and wife become closer.
那另外下面分享讲到说。十架的医治跟圣灵的医治。
And also, we like to talk about the healing of the cross and the healing of the Holy Spirit.
不晓得弟兄姐妹有没有想过十架的医治跟圣灵医治有什么差别吗
？Have you thought about the difference between these two?
我怎么样得着十架的医治？我怎么得着圣灵的医治呢
？How do I receive the healing of the cross or the healing of the Holy Spirit?
有一个姊妹，她过去。曾经在家庭在婚姻的里面呢受到蛮大的创伤的
A Christian lady used to was hurt badly through her marriage
有一次她跟我讲她说她这些日子去参加一个意志释放的聚会她觉得非常得帮助
And so she told me once that you know recently I went to this healing service I was great help
她得着圣灵的医治
I received the healing through the Holy Spirit
我说很好啊
I said that's wonderful to know
她说我每个礼拜必须要去
She said I need to go to that ministry every week
我去了，我就觉得哇，真的是得着很大的释放。
And I feel greatly help every time I went.
但是为什么每个礼拜必须要去呢
？But my question is, why do you have to go every week?
过了两天又痛苦了。
Because a few days after, I will be suffering again.
我们要认识到说，有很多对付过去你的伤害啊，你所有的这些遭遇啊，我们。必须要认识十架的医治。
When dealing with the wounds in the past, we need to understand the healing from the cross.
圣灵的确是能够帮助我们。
Yes, Holy Spirit can help.
我们常常在讲道的时候会用一个比喻。
Oftentimes we use an example.
船在水上面走，下面有很多的礁岩。
Like a boat sailing on the water, underneath there are rocks.
然后。船怎么不会碰到礁岩呢
？How can a boat avoid touching the rocks？
当你把水涨高的时候
，Only when the water level is higher than the rocks。
当你的生命度量能够被提升的时候
，Which means our spiritual capacity or spiritual life is higher, is elevated。
船就能够超越过下面的礁岩。
Then our boat can surpass and not touching those rocks。
的确。当圣灵在我们里面加我们力量帮助我们
yes, indeed when the Holy Spirit comes to help us
我们能够越过这些我们过去所胜不过的
we can rise above those rocks the old wounds and scars
但是呢有没有想过下面的这些礁石啊
but have you thought aboutThose rocks underneath.
如果很多是过去你所受的伤，你甚至在原生家庭里面所受到的一些影响。
If these rocks represent the wounds and scars, even our upbringing.
其实主他钉十架的时候，把我们包括在他的里面。
Have you thought about the fact that when Jesus died on the cross, he has included all these things?
他借着十架带给我们一个。这么大的一个医治
And through his cross he has set free such a healing for us
我们那一个受伤的己我们那一个老我
This old self this life that's easily wounded or hurt
他已经与主同钉十字架
has already died and crucified with Christ
今天活着不再是我乃是基督在我里面活
So the fact is it's no longer I that lives but Christ that lives in me
那一个受伤那个痛苦的己啊他已经死了
The wounded self died already
关键在于我们有没有看见
The issue is do we see that
我们愿不愿意放下自己
Are we willing to let it go
弟兄姐妹这是十架的医治
Dear brothers and sisters this is the healing of the cross I'm talking about
你要对付过去的这些遭遇啊，这些痛苦啊。
You want to deal with the wounds from the past?
你要把那些礁岩很多这一类的，要把它整个挪去啊。
You have to remove those rocks.
我们需要认识十架的医治。
Therefore, we need to recognize the healing from the cross.
是的，当你说生命长到一个程度，我可以越过这些。
Yes, you can say I can surpass above all these rocks when my spiritual capacity increases.
但是我们是不是一直都能够稳行在高处呢
？But the question is, are we able to stay high all the time?
什么时候你一下子低沉下来，你就撞到了礁岩了
？Anytime you feel down, you will hit the rocks.
所以我们需要两方面。十架的医治，我们需要圣灵的医治，我们也需要。
Therefore, we need these two folds of healing: the healing of the cross and the healing of the Holy Spirit.
我记得在疫情的阶段哈
，During pandemic,
我们家有蛮多的年轻人。
And there are many young people live with us.
我记得有一个主日，我做早餐。
I remember one Sunday morning, I was cooking breakfast for everybody.
那一次大概要做，总共要做12个人份的。
I was preparing breakfast for 12 people that morning.
我是做葱油饼，还有煎蛋什么的。
So I was cooking a Chinese pancake with eggs.
啊，所以我早早的预备，然后就开始做。
So I got up early and then started my preparation and started cooking.
啊，我们家都是讲好的，8:30开始吃早餐。
Everybody in this house knows that breakfast is served at 8:30 a.m.
那我们吃完之后呢，就一起去聚会。
And then we join the worship after breakfast.
所以那天早上，哇，忙了半天，最后呢，大概差不多15到20分的时候，我把它都放在桌上，哇，漂漂亮亮的。
And that morning, after a long preparation cooking, around 8:15 to 8:20, all 12 pancakes with eggs are nice and beautifully served on the dining table.
然后差不多过了20分的时候呢，80分呢，我姊妹下来了。
Around 8:20, my wife came down.
我想，哇，你看，
I was like,
好漂亮
，beautiful.
但我姊妹她讲一句话说。你怎么这么早就把它拿出来？马上就冷了。
Yeah, instead, my wife says, "How come you finish cooking so early? It's gonna get cold."
哎呀，我听了心都凉了。
And my heart turned cold after hearing her comment.
这你可能有很多的天然人会有反应的。
From my natural self, I will have some reaction to it.
你看我辛苦了半天。
Look, I worked so hard.
没有称赞就算了。
You didn't even bother to praise me.
但是你知道，就在那一个刹那
，Yeah, right at that moment.
感谢主，
I thank
我们能够进入十架的医治。
For I could enter into the healing of the cross.
十架医治不只是对付你好多好多年前那些什么事情。
Healing of the cross doesn't have to only address things in the past.
就在那一刻，我们可以拣选放下我这个老旧的己。
At a moment like that, I had a choice. I could choose to let go of my old self.
我那个老我呢？这种话进来，它会伤你的自尊心，对不对
？Because comments like that can hurt the pride of my old self.
那你会可能有很多愤怒的反应。
I could have come up with some angry reaction.
那个出来又会伤害你的另外一半。
And that will easily hurt my spouse.
那天感谢主，我选择放下自己。
That day, thank the Lord, I choose to let go of myself.
你看，一下子我就。有一个看见
Suddenly, I had this insight.
我的姊妹呢，她是巴不得把最好的刚出炉的这些来呈现给这些弟兄们。
That my wife's intent was to serve everything hot out of stove to these brothers.
虽然你说在餐馆呢，他要一道菜一道菜做的。
But even though when you go to the restaurant, dishes have to come out one by one, not at the same time hot.
但是他的心就是这么好，就是这么急。
But that's how my wife is. She's so nice.
所以我想，很小的事情，但是让大家能够稍微知道一下十架的医治，你要怎么来认识、来应用啊
？It's a very small thing, but I just want to demonstrate how you can turn to the Lord and have the healing.Of the cross.
主为我们做了这么多的事情。
The Lord has done so much for us.
给我们这么多的福分。
And has given us so many blessings.
常常我们不知道来怎么使用。
And oftentimes we don't know how to apply or enjoy.
早上讲到说有很多我们不单你知道了，还要操练。
Not only because we know it, we need to practice.
然后你才能够真正的来享受。
Then you can truly enjoy it.
然后我们可以经历十架的医治，我们可以经历圣灵的医治。
We can experience the healing from the cross and the healing of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的膏油，圣灵带来的喜乐。
And the anointing and joy from the Holy Spirit.
圣灵带来那个生命，让我们能够赦免过去所不能赦免的。
And the life through the Holy Spirit that we can forgive people that we couldn't believe, forgive before.
我们能够爱过去我不能爱的。
I can love people that I couldn't love before.
那这些让我们认识到何等的宝贵。
So this is such important, precious understanding.
那另外一个健康的家庭，其实在圣经里面告诉我们有好多的法则。
And there are many principles of God in the Bible.
其实照着神的法则，其实就是照他的生命和性情，我们来生活。
So when we live in a style comply with God's rules or God's laws, that means we're living out of His nature in His life.
这样活出来的，它是一个健康的家庭。
And that is a healthy family life.
比方说，《使徒行传》20:35，我凡事给你们做榜样，叫你们知道应当这样劳苦扶助软弱的人。
For example, Acts 20:35 says, In everything I did, I show you that by this kind of hard work, we must help the weak.
他说要纪念主耶稣的话说，施比受更为有福。
Remembering the words of the Lord Jesus himself said, It is more blessed to give than to receive.
然后路加22:27，
Luke 2:27 says，
他说是谁为大
？For who is greater？
是坐席的呢？是服侍人的呢
？The one who is at the table or the one who serves？
就是那个坐席的哈，就是像是那种主人呐、啊，那个、服侍人的像是那个仆人，对不对
？So who is at the table？ The one who is at the table is like the master， and the one that serves is the servant。
所以我们想应该是那个坐席的他是大的。
So we're saying, you know, the one who's at the table should be greater.
主说，然而我在你们中间如同服侍人的。
But Jesus says, I am among you as one who serves.
所以主他永远站在那一个服侍那个最低的那个位置。
So our Lord has always chosen to stand at the lowest place to serve.
这些神的话让我们认识到主耶稣他的生命，然后那个法则是什么。
These verses.Remind us the life Jesus had, and also the rules, the principles in His life.
所以在家庭的里面，我们如果让基督的生命活出来的时候
，Therefore, in our own home, if we allow the life of Christ be lived out,
我们不是只是在一个地位上，我是丈夫，所以我是头，我是做父母的，当然是儿女们他们的上面，对不对？
Instead of standing in a position as authority, for example, husband is above the wife, parents are above the children.
是的，我们的角色是有不同。
Yes, we all play different roles.
但是基督的生命在我们里面是一样的。
But the life of Christ is the same in us.
主说他是站在一个仆人的地位上。
And the Lord says he stands at the position as a servant.
很多时候我们要看见说，当你愿意放下自己
，So many times if we're willing to let go of myself，
那个生命的能力啊，是非常非常的让你会惊讶的。
You'll be amazed at the power of the life of Christ。
当你高高在上，你在那里指指点点的时候
，When you are prideful and just pointing fingers at others，
达不到那个效果
，You don't receive any good result。
但是很多时候，我们愿意让主的生命流露出来。
Instead, if we allow the life of the Lord to show forth，
你讲一句话
，even a simple remark，
它会有影响的力量。
It will have impact on other people。
这些都是生命的原则。
And these are the principle of the life of Christ。
他告诉我们说，你们要给人，就必有给你们的。
Says give, and it will be given to you。
那下面他有讲到怎么给哈，连摇带按，上尖下流的要来给。
And it continued by talking about how it's given to us.
他说你们个人的重担互相担当。
Says carry each other's burden.
如此就完全了基督的律法。
In this way, you will fulfill the law of Christ.
弟兄姐妹，这些都是让我们认识到主耶稣他的那个生命那个性情。
Dear brothers and sisters, these verses just help us to understand the kind of life or the nature of our Lord.
当我们愿意在家的里面来活出这样的一些法则。
When you are willing to live out a life like that.
这是健康的。
That is a healthy family life.
在很多时候，婚姻结婚的聚会。
In many wedding ceremony.
然后当我们做一点劝勉。
We will give advice or counsel during the session.
我常常会讲到一些的情形。
And I always refer to certain conditions.
今天你们两个人无论怎么相爱。
You know, no matter how much you love each other now,
无论你看对方多么的满意,
how satisfied you are with the other,
但你们想结婚了, 住在一起了。
Imagine this, you got married and you live together.
如果你们每一天就是看着彼此,
if every day you only see each other,
你说有几天你会觉得他还是这么可爱呢?
How long would it take you to feel that he's no longer that lovable?
很多的婚姻就是因为他们的世界，他们关心的就是彼此。
Many marriages suffer because their marriage is as small as just two of them.
那个想象的幸福快乐就变成非常深的一个痛苦。
The happiness they imagine before marriage becomes suffering.
但是如果今天你把你的家能够成为一个祝福的运河。
But if you let your home be a channel of blessing instead,
你能够让别人能够得着福分。
To be a place where other people can be blessed.
就是你们关心的事情不是只是你们两个人。
Which means don't just focus on two of you.
就算祷告也不是说只是我为了我们的家来祷告。
Even your own prayer won't be just focusing on things in your home.
很多时候你试试看
Give a try.
为着别人祷告
Try to pray for other people.
你会经历到说在我们自己的事你祈求以先神早就知道了
Then you will experience that even before I tell God what I need He knows already.
当你要担别人的担子
When I start to carry others' burden
其实主就担你的担子
At the same time God pick up our burden.
你给人就有给你的
When you giveYou will be given.
这些都是主所告诉我们，这都是圣经的话。
These are the words in the Bible said by the Lord.
你让主的生命性情在我们的家里面能够这样子来流通。
If you let the life of the Lord flows in your home,
同学们，这是健康的。
That is a healthy home.
这是健康家庭的生活。
And that's a healthy way of living for a family.
这是蒙神祝福的。
It's a way that has blessings from God.
其实我们都盼望我们的家能够蒙神祝福。
Though we all want our home to be blessed by God.
今天神也在这里要呼召神的儿女。
And God also sent out a calling to His children.
他也让我们看到，第一个就是有很多的挑战。
And He will let us see there are many challenges for a healthy family life.
让我们看到那个不同。
And you see the difference.
什么是健康的家庭？
You will see what is considered healthy.
也许有一些我们还叫做亚健康的家庭。
Or we say that's substandard healthy.
也许有一些是不健康的家庭。
Or unhealthy.
那健康的家庭所活出来的是怎么样？
And what is the condition of a healthy family life?
那你说我怎么知道呢
？You may question that. How do I know?
有一个人他说有一个非常简单的方法来测试一下。
Some people suggest a very easy way to test.
你去邀请一两个这个福音朋友没信主的到你家去住几天。
Try to invite a couple non-believing friends to your house to stay for a couple of nights.
他们住了几天以后，他会不会羡慕你们这个家庭？
After his stay or her stay, would they actually envy your home?
我想弟兄姐妹愿不愿意试一下
？You want to give a try?
邀请福音朋友到你家来住个几天
？Invite gospel friends to stay in your home for a couple nights.
如果他愿意诚实的告诉你
，and if they are willing to tell you honestly how they feel afterwards.
那其实这个是在我们。家庭生活的里面，也许会常常遇到的。
And this is something we encounter frequently, right?
在我们还没有小孩的时候
，Before we had children，
我们那个房子是两个房间，大概1100尺。
We had a home is about 1100 square feet。
两个房间，一个厕所。
Two bedroom, one bath。
我们住在一个房间。
We live in one room。
那另外一个房间基本上。都没有什么空过。
And the other room is always constantly occupied.
都是接待。
We used to receive other brother or sister.
那有一次呢，有一位年长的姊妹被她女儿不让她住在家里。
And one time, a senior Christian sister was cast out by her own daughter.
后来教会服侍的姊妹打电话给我们说，可不可以接待啊
？So someone in the church calls us, "Can you receive her into your home?"
哎，我们说可以呀。
We say sure.
但是呢，那个时候我们家正在做那个车库的改建，为了聚会。
At that time, we were converting our garage for a home meeting.
一面呢，家里其实很脏乱的。
So it's pretty messy and dusty.
那另外一面呢？我们那时候又在买在盖教会。
At the same time, our Culver City Church was a bought land, was building a church.
我们的有一些钱已经奉献去了，所以我们改建呢又一直的加价，所以我们那时候其实很拮据的。
And we already offer a specific amount for the church building. At the same time, the garage construction took longer than expected, and the cost went up. So we were financially stressed at the time.
但是接待。绝对没问题。
But we have no problem receiving the senior sister into our house.
我记得那个姊妹后来到我们家。
I remember the sister came to our house.
然后那个晚上我回家的时候。
And that night when I came home, went home.
哎呀，家里打扫得很干净啊。
Our house was so clean.
饭桌上一桌的好菜。
And there are just many delicious dishes on our dining table.
是她自己去买的。
She went grocery shopping that day.
哎呀，那天我们谢饭的时候，真的是流着泪在那里感谢。
And that night when we give thanks to the Lord for the food, we teared up.
我们不觉得我们做了什么。
We didn't think we did much.
真的没有为她做太多事情。
We didn't do much.
她来帮助我们。
Instead, she came and helped us.
后来她住了一阵子以后，她搬出去了。
She stayed with us for a while, then she moved out.
啊，过了很多年，我到这边来开工了以后。
Many years later, we came to San Gabriel to start the ministry.
有一次遇到这位老姊妹。
I encountered her one day.
啊，她跟我说。
And she said to me.
她说她。一生中最快乐的一段日子
She said the happiest period of time in her life
是跟我们住在一起的那
was the days when she lived with us
哎呀我觉得感谢主啊
And I thank the Lord for that
虽然我们没有做什么
We didn't really do much for her
但是呢对她来讲她能够有这样的一个反应有这样的一个经历
Yeah,
我觉得感谢主
We're thankful for her reaction
我们巴不得今天我们的家是能够成为别人祝福的家庭。
We really wish our home can become a place of blessings to others.
所以第一个，我们遇到的给大家给我们自己的挑战哈，你是不是愿意你拿去试试看，把福音朋友邀请到你家来住个几天
？So challenge number one, try to invite non-believers to stay with you for a few nights.
然后看看他。会不会欣赏你们的家
？And see if he or she enjoys your home.
另外一个挑战，我们要看看说，到底我们的家次序是不是对的
？Another challenge or question is, what is the priority of our home? Is it correct?
主是不是居首位的
？Is the Lord really the top in our home?
所以刚刚讲到很多的原则啊，其实你在挑战的时候就是一个检验，就说到底。我们的家很多次序上是不是对的
？And we need to see if the priorities in my home is good, is right.
那对于孩子的教导很重要，就是你是不是把主放在第一位
？It is one of the important things to teach our children is to set an example that Jesus is first priority.
如果父母在很多小事上，你就能够把主都牺牲掉了。
If we sacrifice Jesus on small things at home,
那不是说你就否认主了
It's not that we deny the Lord.
而是说好像主的地位那个次序我关心的或者是说我觉得重要的是我家里面的一些事情
But instead, the priority in my house may be compromised sometimes. Other things, small things may become more important than Christ.
其实当我们认识到一件事主的事是大事
We need to have this understanding. Anything of the Lord is big thing.
我们自己的事是小事
Our own things are small things.
其实你真的有这样的一个认识以后
If you have that understanding,
你们是不容易吵架
It's hard to quarrel.
因为我们这些不同，我们所遭遇的都是小事
Because things we argue about mostly small things.
主的事是大事
Only the things of the Lord is big thing.
弟兄姐妹，我们来。检验一下我们的次序对不对
So why don't we examine how we live at home?
次序
What is our priority?
不对 绝对不健康。
If we have the wrong priority, we don't have a healthy family life.
很多的麻烦，很多的痛苦，因为我们次序摆错了。
A lot of troubles and suffering occur because we have our priority wrong at home.
那当然，我们也讲到说，你看一看你是不是愿意让你的家成为一个祝福的运河。
Are you willing to let your home become a channel of blessing?
其实我们能做的真的是非常有限。
We can only do very limited things.
但是你愿意说，主啊，我把我自己，把我的家交在你的手里。
But as long as we're willing to entrust our home in the hand of the Lord.
如果你能够使用，那是何等蒙福的事
情。Oh Lord, please use our home.
让这个家成为别人的祝福。
Make our home a blessing to other people.
把家打开，你是要付代价的。
You know, there's a cost associated with.Opening your home,
但是呢，却是很蒙福的。
But also blessing.
以前我们那个两个房间一个厕所那个小小的房子。
Our little house, two bedroom, one bath.
我们跟主祷告说，虽然我们这里很小啊，但是我们愿意把家打开。
So we said, Lord, this is a small home, but we want to open it up for you.
回头一看
，Looking back,
好几百个人在那里得救啊。
Hundreds of people were saved through our house.
然后。好多个，大概有十对哈，在那里结婚的。
At least 10 couples were formed.
然后后来就陆陆续续生了好多的小孩。
And then many children were born after that.
所以你想说，这些是神的祝福。
These are God's blessings.
我们能做的的确非常的有限。
We can do very limited things.
但是呢，当你愿意把家打开的时候
，But when you are willing to open up your home,
真的不是我们做了多少，乃是。今天看见神，他要自己在那里成为祝福的。
Although we cannot do much, then you can see the blessings God has brought.
那这个是我们所遭遇的，或者说我们要接受的一些挑战。
And these are the challenges we need to face.
我们要盼望弟兄姐妹接受这样的挑战。
And it's our wish that you also accept these kind of challenges.
若主愿意，我也愿意把我的家打开。
Oh Lord, if you will, I would like to open up my home.
我们愿意成为一个祝福的运河。
To become a channel of blessings.
下面我们要看到，要起来为你的家来征战。
The next thing is to arise and fight for your home.
尼希米记讲到以色列这些百姓呢，他们归回要来重建圣城。
And the book of Nehemiah talk about the remnants return to rebuild the holy city.
其实他们。几次的归回，第一次归回，他们先重建圣殿，重建圣殿。
Actually, there are several fold returns. The first group that returned to rebuild the temple.
那后来是以斯拉，他带百姓的归回，回到神的话的里面，他重建圣名。
And Ezra brought people back to the word of God to rebuild the name of the Lord.
尼希米带着以色列百姓要重。建城墙。
And Nehemiah brought people back to rebuild the wall of the city.
因为当时候城墙是被毁了，城门是被火焚烧。
Because at that time the wall was destroyed and the gate of the city was burned.
他讲到有好多的地方，他们是对着自己的房屋来修造。
And you talk about how they rebuild their home in front of their own house.
你光是自己对着你的房屋修造。万一还有破口怎么办呢
？And if you are fixing and repairing the wall in front of the house, but there's still gaps.
他要找到那个能够愿意来堵破口的人。
And God is looking for people who's willing to stand in the gap to repair.
然后我们看到最后，其实所代表的是讲到神要得着一个联络整齐的一座城。
And at the end, what God desires to see is the city.Well connected.
那整个的建造是一个完整的。
It's a complete building.
城墙它代表着一个保护。
The city wall refers to protection.
城墙代表着一个分别。
Refers to division.
保护是不让仇敌能够攻进来。
Refers to separation and also protection so that enemies cannot come in.
所以在城墙里面，在城墙外面，它是有一个分别的。
There's a great difference whether you're inside the wall or outside of the wall.
那城墙它也显出一个见证。
Also, the wall speaks of testimony.
在这些里面，我们看到它需要经过征战的。
In order to have the established wall, it takes battles.
仇敌用何样的诡计？
How the enemies try to just trick them.
叫他们害怕。
And deceive them so they can be afraid.
叫他们手软。
And also they couldn't build anymore.
最后要他们停工。
And at the end, they want to scare them to the point they stop building.
那这个呢，就是仇敌的诡计。
And that is the scheme of the enemy.
今天神呼召我们要起来建造。
But God calls us to rebuild our home.
我们知道在末后的世代。
In the old end days,
仇敌最大的攻击就是家庭。
The greatest attack falls on homes and families.
用各样的方法要破坏家庭。
Enemies try every way to destroy families.
所以弟兄姐妹，神在这里要我们起来征战。
So God wants us to arise and fight for our families.
他们一手拿着兵器，一手拿着工具。
In one hand, we have the building tools. On the other hand, we have the spears and the weapons.
我们要起来建造，我们要起来看守。
So we need to build, we need to stay watchful.
要看守我们的家。
We need to guard our home.
在创世纪里面，我们看到亚当夏娃他们放在一起的时候，特别讲到他们是赤身露体的。
Remember in the book Genesis, when Adam and Eve were first made, they both were naked without feeling ashamed.
没有什么隐藏的。
There's nothing to hide.
那其实让我们认识到说，是的，今天当仇敌用各样方法来攻击。
So we need to understand one scheme the enemy plays to attack our home.
特别需要提醒，比方说丈夫啊，妻子。
So we want to remind husband and wife here.
我们不让仇敌有任何的缝隙诡计来破坏家庭。
Do not allow enemy to attack our homes through any crack.
我们自己要警醒。
We have to stay watchful and alert.
不给仇敌留地步。
We will not give even an inch to the enemy.
像我们结婚那么久。
We have married for so long.
基本上我们的什么微信啊，各方面的哈，我们的电邮啊，其实都是公开的。
And all our social media chat groups and even emails are open to each other.
其实这对我们是一个保护。
Actually, this openness is a protection.
我们不愿意有什么地方，好像我是活在那个隐藏的，好像我能够逃避什么东西的。
Because I don't want to hide anything from my spouse.
这是一个保护。
That is a protection of our marriage.
这是我们为着这个婚姻，为着我们的家，我们必须要站在一个很坚定的一个位置上。
And this is a very fast standing we have for our marriage, for our home.
因为我们知道仇敌的诡计。
Because we know that's the scheme of the enemy.
盗贼来是偷窃、杀害、毁坏。
Thief has come to steal, to kill and destroy.
但是神的儿女要起来，为着你的家来征战。为着你的家，我们来看守。
But the children of God, we need to arise and watch over our own household.
在约书亚记二十四章三十一节。
In the book of Joshua, chapter 24, verse 31.
约书亚在世和约书亚死后，那些知道耶和华为以色列人所行诸事的长老还在的时候，以色列人侍奉耶和华。
It says Israel served the Lord throughout the lifetime of Joshua and all the elders who outlived him and who had experienced everything that the Lord had done for Israel.
哎呀，你读到的时候有没有觉得非常的痛心啊？
Do you feel a heartache when you read a verse like that?
因为你读到是他们还在的时候，以色列子民呢，他们侍奉耶和华。
Because children of Israel serve the Lord when these elders are present.
那些不知道等到下一代之后呢，他们就不知道耶和华所做的事情了。
And the generation after that did not know anything the Lord has done.
他们就去侍奉别的神。
Therefore, they serve idols.
这是一个何等可惜的事情。
What a pitiful condition.
今天主要我们看见属灵的沉船。
And the Lord wants us to see the spiritual heritage in the house of God.
好像是接力赛跑一样。
It's like a relay race.
首先，这个棒子你要接得好。
First, you need to be able to catch the staff.
我们有没有接到这个棒子呢？
Did we get the rod?
那今天有很多属灵的产业。
And many spiritual inheritance in the house of God.
弟兄姐妹，需要我们自己来 得来经历的。
First hand, we need to make sure we understand and we experience it.
有很多未得之地，它是脚掌所踏之地，是我们需要自己来得的。
We need to set a foot on these things so that we can have these things.
然后我们自己要跑得好。
Then, once we have it, we need to run well.
在下一步，我们要教，把棒子要教得好。
The next thing is to pass it down to the next generation.
所以我们看到有很多时候原初这些非常现在高学府的这些学校啊
，Look at all these famous universities in the states.
从哈佛，从耶鲁
，Harvard, Yale.
他们开始的时候是为着培养神学生的。
They were established initially to educate missionaries.
是为着能够来服侍主的。
So that they can serve God.
后来这个种子这个棒子就掉了
Then before you know it they drop the baton
然后今天你看他们虽然这么有名但是完全跟原初是不一样的
Even though they are still very famous in the world right now they have lost their initial purpose
今天我们要求主让我们棒子接得好我们跑得好也要传得好
Our prayer is that we receive the baton we run well and we pass to the next one
我们要说至于我和我家我们必定侍奉耶和华
We all want to say as for me and my household We will serve the Lord
我们听见主向我们发出的那个呼召
And this is the calling from the Lord
你们要起来征战
Arise, fight
在建造的里面我们是一同有份的
We are building the city together
看到破口的时候需要有人站在破口之处
You see the gap? Stand in the gap
弟兄姐妹神的家的下一代
The next generation in the house of God
今天是我们共同的一些责任
It's our joint responsibility
他说需要一个 village 一个村子来培养一个孩子
It takes the whole village to raise a child
我们不是站在一个旁观的位置说哦，这个我没有孩子啊，这个是你的孩子
Don't be a bystander says, well, it's not my kid or I don't even have a kid
神家的下一代就是我们的下一代
Kids in the house of God is our kid
一个孩子流失了
If a child is lost
我们都觉得何等的伤痛
We all are sad
我们都需要起来祷告
We all need to get up and pray
我们不是轻轻忽忽的觉得哎呀这个不干我的事
We don't just let it go lightly
今天神要得着健康的家庭
God needs to obtain for himself a healthy family
神教会的建造他旨意的完成跟家庭是这么的有关系
The completion of God's construction of church has a lot to do with each family
哦，我们愿意把我们自己把我们的家献在主的手里
Therefore we want to offer ourselves and our home in the hands of the Lord
主啊得着我们
Oh LordHave us.
得着我们成为一个祝福的运河。
Use us to be a channel of blessing.
得着我们照着你的生命性情，我们来过生活。
Obtain us so that we can live according to your life, your nature.
叫你的旨意能够通行在我们家的里面。
So that your will can be fulfilled in my home.
这是主向我们的呼召，这是我们的回复。
From the Lord, and this is our response to His calling.
我们来唱。诗歌六百三十七首。
We want to sing a hymn together, 637.
我不过是你运河。
Channels only.
弟兄姐妹，你愿不愿意成为一个祝福的运河
？Dear brother and sister, do you want to become a channel of blessing?
你愿不愿意把你自己、把你的家奉献给主
？Are you willing to offer yourself and your home?
让主的旨意能够通行在。我们的家里
So the will of the Lord can be done in your home
你说讲到家我就是一个单身啊
You say oh well, I'm single
但是呢你单身就代表你的家
But then you represent your home
而且我们真的是站在一个何等宝贵的一个地位上
We are standing at this very precious position
我们能够与神同工
That we can be the co-worker of God
不是我们自己能够给别人什么祝福
It is not I can bless
我们不过是一个祝福的运河
I'm nothing but a channel of blessing
是神他要经过我们
So that God can flow through us his blessing
是当四围的人他们蒙福
So that people around me can be blessed
其实我们 更是蒙了大的恩典。
And at the same time, we're greatly blessed.
我们一起来唱这首诗歌。
Let's sing this hymn together.
你愿意把你自己奉献给主，你愿意把你的家奉献给主，你可以站起来来唱这首诗歌。
When we sing this hymn, if you're willing to offer yourself to the Lord or your home, your family to the Lord, you can stand up and sing it.
And
sister, may the Lord receive us who offers themselves.
我们在主面前向主来呼求，来祷告。
Let us cry out and pray to the Lord.
我们最后把第四节唱一次，然后我们在主面前同声祷告。
Let us sing the last verse one more time, and let's pray together.
为着你的家来祷告。
Pray for your home.
如果我们的儿女已经流失的。
If our children have wandered away.
我们要向我们的主来呼求。
We need to cry out to our Lord.
主啊，得回他们来。
Oh Lord, bring them home.
哦，从仇敌的手下来抢夺回来。
Bring them back out of the hand of the enemies.
我们需要站在那个破口之处。
We need to stand in the gap and pray.
弟兄姐妹，起来征战。
Brother and sister.
啊啦啦啦啦。
Fight!
我们唱第四节。
救主就将圣灵充满，这个已经奉献身，好让活水如何一般从我里面直流奔。主我不过是你云河，你要留住你生命。你用我借人干渴，不用时间无止境。
我
求我不过是你。
面前祷告。
Let's open our mouth and pray to the Lord together. Hallelujah.
Oh, 我们的主，我们仰望你。
是的，拯救我们的家，
是的，拯救我们的家，拯救我们的孩子，
让你在每一个家中做主，在我们的婚姻中做主，在我们的儿女身上做主，在我们的身上做主，让需要的生命从我们的里面出来，让基督的生命在我们里面掌权。我们感谢主，愿你成为我们家中的主，愿我们成为你的运河。哈利路亚！愿你在我们的家中有路可走。赞美你，赞美主。哈利路亚！充满在我们的家中每一个角落，充满在我们儿女的身上，充满在我们的身上，充满所有出入我们家的人。主啊，我们的家是你的祝福，是你的器皿。哈利路亚！愿你的旨意成就。赞美感谢主。赞美耶稣，我们感谢你，让我们的家有永恒的价值，让我们的家有今天的价值，让你的旨意在我们的家中运行。我们赞美，我们感谢你。Make it count, Jesus. Make it count. Hallelujah. 赞美主。除去所有的罪恶污秽，除去所有黑暗阴影，让圣灵充满，让主在其中安居。哈利路亚，赞美主，让你的爱充满在我们当中，叫我们在主的爱中彼此相爱，让这个爱成为许多人的帮助，成为许多人的安慰。哈利路亚，赞美主，赞美主，哈利路亚，赞美耶稣，天天拯救，赞美主。
圣灵要充满每一个奉献的人。
The Holy Spirit will fill every heart that offers themselves.
你的坛上满了祭物。
May the altar of the Lord is full of sacrifices.
圣火从天而降。
So that holy fire can descend upon them.
哦，我们要来到主的面前。
We want to come to our Lord.
向主感谢，向主赞美。
We want to offer him thanks and praises.
为着我们自己，为着我们的家。
For ourselves, for our home.
愿主得着我们起来。
Lord, attend us so that we rise up and fight.
晚间主降下他的圣火来。
Send down your holy fire, Lord.
哦，主我们来到主的面前。
We come to you, Lord.
我们凭信来领取。
By faith, we receive your promised spirit.
赞美我们的主。
Thank you,
我们把我们的心转向主。
Just turn our hearts toward the Lord.
单单的敬拜他。
With a simple faith, we worship you.
单单的来赞美他。
Just love him solely, praise him solely.
唯有他是主。
For only he is the Lord.
他当得我心。
And he deserves our heart.
他当得我命。
Our life.
他当得我们的爱
and our love,
得着我们的所有
all we have.
哦，主，他愿他在我们的家中能够来居首位。
May the Lord be the first in our home.
哈利路亚。这主，我们都在你的面前。
Lord, we are standing in your presence.
我们也宣告，至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
Proclaiming that as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord.
主，你得着我们的全家。
Oh Lord, obtain our whole house for you.
主，在我们的家中，你来居首位，你来掌王权。
You be the first in our house and you reign in our home.
哦，我们要来到你的面前，向我们的主来呼吁。
And we come to you and we cry out.
主啊，你伸手来拯救。
Oh Lord, stretch out your hand and save us.
把那些被掳的寻回来。
Bring back those who have been captivated.
哦，在我们祷告在征战的里面把他们得回。
And through our prayer, we fight for them and you bring them home.
叫我们不停止为着神家的下一代来祷告。
And let us not stop praying for the next generation of the house of God.
主你来保守。
Oh Lord, keep them.
主你来祝福。
Come and bless.
哦，主我们把神的家交在你的面前。
And we just entrust our house, our, the house of God in your hand.
愿你的旨意能够通行。
May your will be done.
愿你自己得着一切的荣耀和称颂。
And may you be glorified and receive all praises.
我们感谢赞美主。
We thank you and we praise you.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
主我不是